However, a new Hooter wasn't the only major change in Jacko's life. To coincide with the release of his first solo album, newly independent Jacko had dispensed with his over-controlling manager and father, Joe.
It's difficult to fire your father, but it's more difficult, I think, to know that you're coming home to not only your boss, but the man who is trying to raise you.
In stepped record producer Quincy Jones to fill the breach.
Quincy's a perfectionist, so to work with someone who could stand right there with Michael and probably challenge him and push him to another level, I think that was part of what the benefits were from the relationship.
That's a winning hand. Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones, it's a winning hand.
If you look at the video for Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, what you see is Michael Jackson fully independent from his father. He looks like he's really happy and that he can't stop himself from expressing this sense of freedom on film. It's kind of a silly video, but it's a good video because it really does express Michael's sense of freedom and independence.
Fans of Black Music hold Off the Wall up as his best album because that was the last album he made that could be defined as Black Music, could be defined as R&B.
Great hooks, great storyline, and melodic melodies, and it just had everything going for itself.
Superstar and musical genius Jacko may have sacked Dado, but sadly he hadn't exorcised all his demons.
Even though Off the Wall shot Michael into sort of a stratosphere of superstardom, it was around that time when he started to become a lot more unhappy in his personal life. He was still trying to get over the child abuse that he felt that he suffered at the hands of his father. He was trying to control his celebrity, and he was also trying to control his image. And part of image control for Michael at that time manifested itself with an increased amount of plastic surgery.
It's interesting that his father once said that his nose was just like Michael Jackson's nose, and it could very well be that the reason he kept having his nose changed was to get rid of the father's appearance in his nose.
He did not want to look in the mirror and see his father reflected back at him, and I think that he very slowly began to transform his image so that he no longer looked like Joseph.
We are looking at the same man a few years later who has had more surgery to his nose, whereby the nose is slightly narrower. There's some suggestion that he may have had surgery to his cheeks, which appear to be fuller. He still looks very attractive, and the surgery has really done no harm to his appearance.
Michael was to transform his career as well as his face with monster hit Thriller.
Michael fully intended for Thriller to be the biggest record of all time, even long before it was completed.